producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-99-3-7569. The wait will be a little bit, so you may want to wait a bit. We've got Daniel. We have Kathy will come up right after Daniel. Daniel has been in a 9-year relationship, and he and his significant other started sort of dating a younger man. I'm not sure exactly how I understand dating. I mean, was there romance involved, or was this just a friend? I'm not sure I really understand the concept.
Sure. Well, we're actually at 12 years now. I'm still with the one I was in a 9-year relationship.
Okay.
It started off as a friendship and progressed to sexual relations, and then progress to romantic and affection for each other. And like I said, it happened pretty quickly, probably over the span of 6 months to a year. He was moving in with us about...
Well, were both of you sexual with him?
We were.
Yeah. Were you all three sexual at the same time, or did you pair off?
At the same time. So...
All right, so he moved in with you, and it sounds like if it was 9 years when you met, and it's 12 years now, that's we're 3 years down the pike, so to speak. Yes.
Yes.
All right. So what happened?
About a year ago, he just up and started.
I'm losing you. I can't hear you, Daniel.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Basically,
Daniel, I can't hear you.
You can't hear me?
Now
can hear
I
me
can.
Now?
Yes, I can hear you fine now.
Sorry about that. Our relationship had been kind of an up-and-down relationship. It was hot and heavy, and then sometimes we would argue, and then we would get along really well.
Well, but that's true of every relationship.
That's true. And then about a year ago, he just decided to leave and said he wasn't happy. And no matter what we said, would change his mind. And... during the ensuing 10 months afterwards, he and my current boyfriend, they had a secret relationship with each other, an affair, if you want to say that, basically was. And in March of this year, they both...
All right, wait a minute. Before we go on, how long ago did he leave? Did the third person leave?
He left about a year and a half ago.
Okay, and so how long was it after he left that your current boyfriend and he sort of launched the relationship?
About maybe 2 months afterwards.
Okay.
Maybe 2 to 3.
Okay, and how did you find out about
it? Well, in March, my current boyfriend came home from work, and I wasn't that day, and he told me that he was leaving me for my ex. And so we talked about it, and he was firm and told me that our ex was here and that they were going to start a relationship together. And 24 hours later, he came home telling me that he made a huge mistake and he didn't want to be with our ex. He wanted to be with me. So that's how I found out about it.
So he told you, basically.
He did.
All right. So where are we today in all this?
Well, our ex went back to where he was living, where he'd moved to, and we began to talk to him online. He wanted to try to maintain a friendship, and then that changed into he wanted to do it with our relationship again, and we were like, well, we'll talk to you and we'll do something long distance, and... within a week of that, he was yelling at us and saying basically, he wants to move back down with us immediately, and that went on every weekend for about 3 months, and then he just decided to call it quits again.
So what's the question to me?
The question to you is, I'm having difficulty moving on from him because I realize he's not right for me. He's not someone I can trust. He's not someone that I can even love. And my brain tells me this, but my heart just won't let go, no matter how hard I try, no matter how hard I don't look at.
Well, but what is it? What about him was so attractive, other than the fact that he sort of rejected you?
I don't know. That's where I'm having difficulty, Dr.
Well, but that's where you need to start. Look, let me just say a bunch of things to you. This is the sloppiest, messiest thing I've heard of. That you're a grown-up human being, and this isn't how grown-up human beings comport themselves. And certainly one of the reasons why gay marriage makes some sense is, at least in gay marriage, there is some vague sense of vague is not a fair word. There's a sense of commitment. What the hell were you guys thinking? That if you're either committed as a relationship, and I don't even know what an open relationship means in this particular moment, except everybody cheats. But either you're committed to somebody or you're not. If you don't want to be committed, fine, date your brains out. If you're living with somebody, spending time with somebody, sharing a bed with somebody, sharing a life with somebody, you don't cheat, period, because this is the mess it creates. If you don't want to have that commitment, which is certainly understandable, some people don't want it, some people are incapable of it, then you date. But you don't do the halfway junk, which you guys, are all three of you, are doing. And I think the reason you can't get over this guy is because he preferred your friend over you, and you got rejected doubly. So now there's a part of you, and it may not be conscious, but says, well, you know, if I get back with him, then I can reject him. This is not how grown-up human beings comport themselves. It's messy. It's dangerous. It's stupid. It's counterproductive. That you need. I mean, what are you doing? What are you doing with your current partner? What are you looking for in life? You need to stop doing this kind of crazy romantic crap, because that's what it is. It's messy, it's irresponsible, it's childish, and decide that either you want to put on your big boy pants and commit to somebody, and I don't care whether you marry them or not, but decide this is the person and they're worth committing to. And being a lover is the world's easiest thing to be. Being a committed spouse or a committed person in a relationship is one of the more difficult things to do, because there's always temptation. There are always good days and bad days. But for heaven's sakes, you sound like you're a 12-year-old. And it's not becoming. This isn't how you human beings behave, because it's too messy. It's too unpleasant to other people. And to say that you can't get over him, you can't get over the fact this is a mess. And you made it a mess. Either decide that the man you're with is your true love, and the two of you need to figure out how to commit to one another, and we don't go on dates with other people, period. We're allowed to have friends. You're allowed to flirt. You're allowed to fantasize. You are not allowed to sleep with other people if you're in a committed relationship. If you don't want to be in a committed relationship, then admit it's not a committed relationship and make appropriate arrangements. But this is a mess, and it really doesn't become you. 855-99-DR-JOY. Kathy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I'm calling about a relationship that I've been in. I started dating a man 5 months ago, and I have growing suspicions that he has an alcohol problem.
Okay.
And I have not yet addressed it with him, and I don't know how to, and I want to know what I should do.
Fair enough. How old are you, Kathy?
I am 64.
Okay, how old is he?
63.
What'd you do, meet online?
Yes.
Okay. How often do you see him?
I see him about twice a week, and usually we have long dates. He's right at this point, he either stays over, so it's sort of like a date and a half, and then I see him again later in the week. So.
Okay. Tell me what about his behavior with respect to alcohol makes you concerned?
Well, he's one of these guys that loves beer. And at first I thought it was just a typical guy thing, and that it was almost a hobby, collects a lot of beer mugs, likes to sample all of the different beers of the world and of the region. But as time is going on, I sense that his life is really more than just, it's more than a hobby with him. It's more a central part of his life that, you know, he's making comments like, well, it must be 5 o'clock somewhere, time for a beer.
Yeah.
If we're out somewhere, you know, as the date is progressing, he's looking for the closest bar or...
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Let me put you on hold. We'll come back and talk about it. All right. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, today has been kind of busy, so you've been very likely getting a busy signal, but we now have, we're talking with Kathy, so we'll have a little bit of time probably in the last half hour of the program if you'd like to get through. 855-99-DR-JOY. All right, Kathy's been dating a dude for about 5 months, and he seems to have beer as a hobby, which with the steins and the microbreweries and whatever, but she's now concerned that there may be a drinking problem, and that when he drinks, how much does he drink?
He often will drink three large beers, you know, the pint size, you know, the kind they pour.
They're called tall boys, aren't they? Something.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I think he sometimes will have one or two with me, but then he may be coming from some place where he's had one or two. I don't know, but he, you know, he doesn't drink when he's with me. He doesn't drink early in the day, but he drinks enough that I'm concerned, and he definitely has a beer belly, which is not a problem for me, except that I am concerned about his overall health, and his preoccupation with drinking is
okay. One of the possibilities, because the two of you are in a new enough relationship that it's not presumably going to be a nag thing, but is this a deal breaker as far as you're concerned, or
well,
a potential of a deal breaker?
If he's an alcoholic and
be careful of the word, because the word is going to get you into a war. The point is that whether he has a drinking problem or not, you have a problem with his drinking. So it doesn't, and you don't have to justify that. I mean, you don't have to say, well, you know, I'm overly sensitive about it, or my father was an alcoholic, or, you know, my ex. I mean, if you have a problem with it, you have a problem with it. And mm-hmm. so if the two of you were married, or this had been a recent problem, or this had been a problem that had been going on for a long time, and your tolerance for it had diminished, that would be one thing. But that's not what we're talking about. So to a certain extent, it's an easier, easier may not be the right word. It's a simpler problem to deal with. Simple and easy aren't the same. So, because what you can decide is either, look, I don't know him very well. As I get to know him better, either the drinking problem will loom larger, at which point, you know, it's a deal breaker, or there'll be other things about him that I'll like better, and so the drinking problem, even though it's not my favorite thing, is less relevant. Or you can, I mean, one of the possibilities 5 months into a relationship is saying, you know what, it seems to me, and I may be overly sensitive about this because my Uncle Charles was a family drunk, but it seems to me that there's kind of a theme in your life that revolves around beer. And I'm just wondering if you've ever, you know, how you would feel about not drinking around me, whether that is, would that impact the relationship? Would that make it, or, you know, if I said that drinking was a problem, would that be a deal breaker from your point of view? In other words, you could have a discussion about it without putting a line in the sand and see what he says.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this doesn't necessarily have to be a unilateral decision. That you can say, would you be willing to not drink around me? Or can we take maybe, I'm not sure if you think he has a potential drinking problem. I'm necessarily suggesting taking a wine tasting course or something. But can we take a cooking course together? Or, you know, finding some things that we enjoy doing together. And I know that you enjoy beer. And I just have this tendency to be a little nervous around drink just because of this family history or whatever. And in other words, instead of saying, look, you have a drinking problem, or do you think you're an alcoholic, we're just going to start a war. So you're not going to have any options at that moment to say, this is a problem for me. Can we talk about it? Can we talk about whether or not this is something that you just do when you're nervous? Or, in fact, you don't even have to offer him explanations. You can just say, look, this is becoming increasingly uncomfortable for me. Can we talk about it? And he may make the decision for you. He may say, look, Kathy, you know, I have an ex who bugged me about my drinking all the time, and I'm not willing to go through that, and you're a lovely woman, but, you know, like it or lump it. But you don't have to make the decision on your own. You can say, can we talk about this?
Mm-hmm. I'm really nervous about it because I do have people in my family who have had alcohol issues.
Not surprising. So, but you can explain that to him. You can say, look, any relationship is a compromise, right? Any relationship, I mean, the idea that you find your soulmate is just the stuff of which divorce lawyers are thrilled. It's hard enough to, assuming we have a soul, it's hard enough to know our own, let alone somebody else's. And early on in a relationship, we're perfectly willing to look at all the similarities. You know, we both like soup. How, you know, we were meant to be together. But the reality of relationships are that we're different people. And what we have to do is figure out, like any other deal, that everybody gives up a little bit to get something that's important to them. And so the question at this moment is, fella, this is something that makes me nervous. Doesn't it has somewhat to do with you and somewhat to do with the person that I am. I didn't come, sprung from the Zeus, from the head of Zeus, fully armored. I have a history, and this is a family problem. And I don't want us to get a year, 2 years into a relationship and then have me say something that I should have said earlier on, like now, which is, can we talk about this?
I like that approach. Yeah, that's good. Okay. I can do that.
Good.
I really think this guy may have potential, and I like him so much, but this is really...
Tell him that.
It's looming large right now in my thoughts.
No, I hear. I hear, and you can tell him exactly that.
Okay.
All righty?
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll let you know how it goes.
Please do. All right, 855-99 Dr. Joy. Yeah, I mean, think about how many relationships you've been in where all of a sudden somebody says, I say, well... Why didn't you say that before? Right? I mean, what's going on here? When in doubt.
Always be up front right at the beginning.
Well, because you have much less invested and much less to lose and a huge amount to gain. So when in doubt, and you don't have to say, look, you're an alcoholic. You don't even have to say, I suspect you're an alcoholic. All you have to say is, I got a family history of this, and so it's something I'm a little overly sensitive to. Can we talk about it? And from his response, you're going to know a lot. You're going to know that either you've just wandered into an area that's really a problem, or that it's perfectly all right, or whatever. All right? So when in doubt, you're much better to do it early than late. All righty. 855-99 Dr. Joy. Let's see where we are. We've got about, a minute and a half here?
Yeah, something like that.
Just a little under that. All right, so maybe when we come back, we'll go and talk about, since we're talking about relationships today. And again, poor Daniel, I sort of feel vaguely, I didn't mean to sandbag him. I just think that being careless in our emotional life is really something that kids are allowed to do because they don't know any better. Once we're an adult, we really need to not, to be a little more careful than that, be a little more careful of our own behavior, a little more aware that when we are involved in with someone emotionally and physically, that there are responsibilities involved in that. And it doesn't mean that you have to go through life worrying about the other person to the exclusion of yourself, but you do have to be aware that that your behavior has consequences, that we take responsibility for our behavior, she said, batting her baby blue eyes. Okay, we've got about a half hour. If you need me, give me a holler, 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze-Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze-Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going and what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-DR-JOY, 855-99-37569. Okay, we've now got today's, well, why don't you mention the website-y thing?
Yeah, in case there's listener or there are listeners that maybe don't like using Facebook, but they want to maybe still interact with listeners and occasionally with us, a new option for that is to go to the GCN Live site, which is gcnlive.com. And when you get there, you can click on Community at the top of the page, and there you will be able to find a Dr. Joy Brown Show Forum, so you can interact with, like I said, other other listeners and talk about the show. You know,
and hopefully
your
say
attention.
Nice
yeah.
things.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
No
yeah.
mean things.
Yeah,
they just won't let me look at it. I guess it's mean. I cry so easily. Alrighty, how about speaking of this? Is there's no transition to this? Speaking of the forum, how about DVDs? There's no
yeah.
way of getting there. There's
like
just
it.
No way of getting
That's
there.
That's all right. That's all right.
Actually, what I actually had a not a bad transition, which is I'm on. I have like 15,000 of those little earbuds because I use them for the show. Mm-hmm. I use them when I work out. I have them for my iPhone, and I didn't have any on my. And I flew JetBlue. And they used to give you free. Now they charge for the headphones.
Oh.
And I'd seen all the movies, so I thought, well, so I watched, and they have them on an endless loop. And the endless loop was Edge of Tomorrow, which I, of course, saw. Oh, I actually liked Edge of Tomorrow. I thought it was actually a fairly good movie. It didn't do very well in the theaters, but it's Emily Blunt and Bill Paxton and mostly Tom Cruise, who I thought was terrific in it. I mean, I really liked Edge of Tomorrow, and I watched it on an endless loop.
Yeah, I had somebody tell me this is Cruise's best movie in years. Is that
absolutely?
What you agree?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I do. Because, first of all, he gets to play a, sort of almost a character of himself, where he's a coward, and they send him off to war, and it's kind of a combination of that and Groundhog Day and Private Benjamin and whatever. I thought he was adorable in it. And he keeps getting beat up by the robots, and Emily Blunt keeps shooting him, so he has to start the whole thing all over again. I thought it was, as I said, I watched it on an endless loop yesterday. Also, I kept transitioning between that and Planet of the Apes, the latest one.
Caesar.
Yeah, what did you think of that?
I liked them both. Yeah. I mean, I thought this was certainly, the Planet of the Apes have been very, I actually liked the James Franco reboot, and he actually makes a cameo in the last one.
Does he? Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. But on the Edge of Tomorrow, I think, is surprisingly entertaining. It's violent. It's not a kid's movie. But it's an entertaining movie, and I do think Tom Cruise was terrific in it, because he plays really against type to a very large extent and seems to have a great time doing it. He seems to be having more fun now than he used to as a movie star.
I have to be honest with you. I'm one of these people. I cannot stand seeing a Tom Cruise movie anymore.
You may want to rent this one for $5.
Sure,
or something.
Yeah.
Worth it. I think you may get a kick out of this
so
one.
It's so saturated. You know what I mean?
But this one, he really plays against type. You may get a kick out of this
one. Yeah, I'll check it out.
Yeah, for $5. What can I tell you?
Right.
All right. This is John Hamm, A Million Dollar Arm, which I actually thought was kind of an entertaining movie. Didn't do very well in the theaters either, with the idea being that he's looking for a pitcher. So he goes to India. And I thought, we've seen a lot of it before, but I thought it was kind of fun. A Million Ways to Die in the West, kind of stupid. I didn't like it the first time, didn't particularly, not worth seeing the second time particularly. So it's a kind of quiet DVD weekend. But Edge of Tomorrow, I think you're going to be surprised, even those of you who think you don't like Tom Cruise. And there are those among you who are legion.
Yeah, there we go.
But I think you may get a kick out of it. And again, it held up relatively well, especially without listening to the sound.
Did you see Oblivion?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did.
What did you think of that one? Did you like it?
I'm trying to remember. Remind me of the plot. That was the one where...
Yeah, he was like stationed, I think, on Earth.
Yeah, this one's better. Yeah, this one's better. I thought Oblivion was so-so.
I thought it was much better
in this one.
Great movie. It just once again, Tom Cruise is just kind of these same mannerisms.
Yeah.
This one
he doesn't as much. I mean, he plays.
Okay.
Remember, was it Days of Thunder where he played the agent, balding agent? I thought he was wonderful in that.
No, you're thinking of Jerry Maguire.
That was a whole different one. Jerry Maguire, he played the usual part he always plays.
Okay.
No, I think it was called Days of Thunder, and it was with, Ann Mears, Ben Stiller.
Oh, okay.
And he plays, he's nearly unrecognizable. He plays an overweight Hollywood balding agent.
Oh, wow.
He may not even have gotten credit. He was wonderful in it.
Wow, okay.
Now, Oblivion was the Earth, a veteran assigned to extract Earth's remaining resources.
There you go.
Question what he knows about his mission. Tom Cruise, Morgan Freeman. I thought he was okay in this one, but I really liked you'll have a much better time at Edge of Tomorrow than you did at Oblivion. Because he's much less Tom Cruise-y. I mean, he plays a PR guy who accidentally gets sent to the front, and he actually gets arrested for cowardice.
Okay, I have to admit, that does sound pretty fun.
And I mean, watching his body language without being able to hear him was, I mean, he really is a good actor.
Yeah. He
was a much better actor than, I mean, celebrity is not healthy for anybody, I don't think. But I think you'll get a kick out of it. You'll have to see it and see what you think. And
I'll report back and let you know what I think.
Yeah, and you could do it on the Dr. Joy chat page.
Oh,
Boy Brown, that movie really sucked. I want my $5
yeah,
back.
Right.
Oh, thanks. That was what I was hoping for. All righty. So we've got about 20 minutes left. We can talk about, we keep trying to get to it, and then we get phone calls, which is perfect. About what characteristics you value most in your spouse, or least, I suppose, as well. All right, so we'll talk about that. We've also did we put up family memories?
Yeah, we posted that one today. So let's see what we're getting for a response on that. Not too much yet
Yeah. Well, as I said, I mean, I remember mostly although I've had some really fun trips with my mom as an adult. We've had, it's amazing what happens to parents. I mean, if you think about it, parent-child relationships are really, they're not exactly random, but they're kind of weird if you think about it. I mean, you're born into this family and you really have no choice about it whatsoever.
True, yeah.
And you think that you're going to have something in common because you share some genetic material, and sometimes you do and sometimes you don't. So it's, I don't know, it's an interesting phenomenon, right?
Yeah, I'm thinking back to the things that I remember and kind of hold on to. I grew up in southern Arizona, around the Tucson area, and both my parents' family lived up in this area, which is Minnesota, which is where I live now, and we used to drive that whole thing every year for Christmas time, and we'd come back to my grandma and grandpa's farm in Minnesota in the wintertime, and I just used to... That experience every year used to just make my childhood, and that's
that
one
was
of
your
those,
favorite.
Yeah, yeah, that's one of those
you
things.
Like the
that
car
I'll
trip.
I liked the car trip. I liked being back here. I liked playing in the snow. You know, which I didn't.
Yeah, because Arizona.
Yeah. So I
it's really interesting because you must have been reading my mind. What I was thinking about is car trips as well. But
okay.
We had one of those station wagons.
Yeah.
Where the back seat. Face the other direction.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And to this day, I get car sick because the combination of going the wrong direction and the exhaust. Yeah. You know, so I still do not like but and that's all we took was car trips. But we would drive. We drove through. I remember the Badlands. We got in a car accident in the Badlands, which is not easy because there are not a lot of cars there. I still don't understand exactly how we did that.
Which Badlands was this?
In the Dakotas.
Oh, okay.
In South Dakota.
South Dakota,
yeah.
Okay,
we
sure.
went to the New Grand Hotel in Rapid City.
Sure.
And the New Grand was probably at least 100 years old then.
Uh-huh.
So the old Grand, God knows.
I believe that. I've actually been out there, too, and I believe that the New Grand is supposed to be one of the most haunted places in America.
Yeah. Well, it seemed like it. That's interesting you should say that. Even at the time, it seemed like it. Because the joke was, and we were kids, and what we understood was there was something weird, though, but a New Grand Hotel that looked at least 100 years old when you're about 10 years old.
Yeah. Exactly.
One of the most haunted. I'd believe that. I absolutely would believe that. Well, now, who knew that we shared the New Grand Hotel in Rapid City?
Yeah.
South Dakota?
South Dakota, correct.
Who knew? Shane and I were clearly destined to be together. We've been separated since birth. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Well, that was weird.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like. Pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You know, one of the things that I noticed, which everybody's talked about a lot, is, as I mentioned, I was in Puerto Rico, and which is it counts technically as United States territory. It's not a state, and it turns out there's this huge controversy about whether they're going to become a state or not, and it turns out that there's somewhat of a split, but a lot of people I talked to thought it would be a good idea. They think that that their government's worse than ours.
Which oh, really?
Is sort of refreshing to hear every once in a while. Oh yeah, your government's good. What? Okay, so that's good.
Then they'd have to figure out how to get 51 stars on the flag.
Yeah, well, it was interesting because the woman I talked to said, well, we're trying to decide whether to become the 52nd state. And I thought, well, who's going to be 51?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we may need to get just a tad of American history under our belts.
Yeah, yeah. What else would there be? Virgin Islands, maybe, or something? Or
I don't know. Yeah, well, I think the Puerto Rico is considered a protectorate, right?
You're right. Yeah. Oh, Guam. You know what? I bet you Guam is another one.
Guam's pretty far away, though, isn't it?
True. That's true. Well, yeah. Yeah, you're
right. Of course,
right.
We don't have Alaska and Hawaii are exactly close.
Yeah,
so
Hawaii is quite a ways.
I don't know.
Kind of.
What can I tell you?
Yep.
All right. So I called up to see whether I have Verizon, to see whether or not I needed to get an additional thing, and they said no, it's fine. But it kept saying, first of all, I couldn't get emails, which is okay. The only phone call I said was from sort of a kind of relentless person who wanted to be on my program in the middle of a store in Old City. Bizarre. The only call that'll get through. And it kept saying extended, roaming may apply. And I found out the hard way when I first got a cell phone about roaming. I said, oh, no problem. And I had like a $100 bill for roaming charges.
Ouch.
So I'm a little careful about that. But it does make you stay in the moment a lot more.
Definitely.
You don't know what's going on. So we've now got what's it called, a chat room for it, or discussion, what, forum?
Yeah, forum, I guess, an internet forum for the show.
And it's leaderless?
Currently, yeah. We don't.
Do we have that for other hosts as well?
Yes, yep. I believe every host on the network.
Every host, okay. So we'll see what happens. Okay.
Yeah, it should be an interesting way. You know, I know there's a lot of people that don't necessarily like Facebook.
But a lot of people. There's actually a new play or something called Why I Hate Facebook. Have you seen there's this new Ello?
Yeah. I want somebody to give me an invite to that. I'd like to check it out.
They say the new social media monster might be too modest and clumsy to be the next Facebook.
Hmm. It's a great idea, though, what they're doing. You know,
No ads.
Yeah.
No ads, which means it will. That's how it'll start out. You watch.
Yeah. right.
It said that your feed on Facebook or Twitter suddenly lit up with people seeking others to join them on something called Ello.
Hmm.
Interesting. 7 days ago was a Cockney attempt at saying hi is now the latest social media behemoth, the beast that may finally replace Facebook. The way Facebook replaced MySpace, that's true. Or simply disappear in the ether that swallowed Friendster.
I was going to say Friendster even replaced, or MySpace replaced Friendster, yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. Makers behind it swear it's different. Its modesty could either make it or break it. Your social network is owned by advertisers. Imagine that the site's manifesto, advertisers buy your data so they can show you more ads. You are the product that's bought and sold. Well, like, duh.
So this Ello, though, I mean, they have to pay their bills somehow. How is this paid for?
I don't know. They're fielding 40,000 requests an hour and are so backed up and understaffed, they're slow to respond to patrons as well as press. Charge modest fees for certain special features.
Oh, okay.
Subscriber-based.
Sure.
And the question is, well, you know, because we deal with this on the podcast. I hesitate to say the word right now. Because people have been trying to convince me for... And we have like a million podcast downloads every month. And so, which is a lot, right? I mean, seems like a lot.
Yeah, definitely.
And so the question is, do we charge people? And what people have been saying is, you know, even if you charge them $1 a month, you know, it's a serious amount of money, especially if you take the ads out of them. But the reason that you charge for them is so that someone could say, this podcast sponsored by State Farm or Allstate
or
Chain.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
There you go.
Shane's going to sponsor.
Yeah, all that money I have.
All right. So you had the cute story today. Shane is a sucker for cute kids.
I am.
We all are.
Yeah.
I mean, if I see the word adorable one more time on my account, I'm going to.
And this one is pretty adorable.
All right.
Too.
Go ahead. Lay it on it. Sorry,
so,
you want to set it up?
Yeah. So this little boy, Caden Perez, is his name, and he apparently likes to be generous with homeless people.
Right.
And
he threw a pizza party.
That's right. He told his dad he wanted to throw a pizza party for some homeless people and kind of do some acts of kindness for them. So actually, without further ado, I'm going to play this little audio clip because this is pretty
cute. Here's Caden. All right.
Buttons, click 'em. Caden Perez is your typical 7-year-old boy.
There's not much to choose from, though.
A fan of most superheroes.
He had Hulk. I screamed because I don't like Hulk. I'm scared of him.
And plenty of energy.
Sit and drive.
But there is something that makes this second grader stand out.
Caden came to me first, and he must have been inspired somehow, but he told me he wanted to go out and help people in need.
Because it makes them happy.
His original idea? A pizza party for the homeless in Winston-Salem. Instead, he and his dad passed out blessing bags.
Tell him your name, bud. Tell him your name.
Caden.
Caden.
Caden, I'm Dayton. And I'm Ken.
They're full of little items like socks, clean pair of socks, toothpaste, shampoo, things that they would need.
And one of the guys said, "You brought me my favorite present, socks."
Caden's dad recorded the whole thing, hoping to inspire others.
I tell them to help them because they can't survive without water or stuff.
And his helping heart isn't stopping there.
I want to go back.
It's something that I hope he can live with forever and keep hold of that.
Isn't
I think
that
that's
cute?
True.
Yeah.
It is cute. Although I must tell you, one year, you know, I think that getting kids involved in this early, whenever I, you know, do Thanksgiving stuff, feed the homeless, whatever, try and have not only the little kids, because little kids are relatively easy to get involved, teenagers.
Oh, yeah.
Teenagers are the really old ones, because first of all, they can be a lot more useful, to be quite honest. Second of all, I think that direction in their life is, and feeling like, because teenage years are such complicated years for so many kids, of feeling like they're, you know, that they're not really kids anymore, and nobody really cares if they, you know, if they exist or not. And so sort of getting them involved, and when they can really help somebody out, it makes a huge difference. Although I actually brought a homeless man home for dinner once, and it was, I mean, I think he was just so uncomfortable. It was one of those things that probably was a better idea than the reality of it. But good for Caden. All right, folks, 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.